Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Free Thought Project Podcast.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it, my life has value.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Hello, everyone. This is John Vibes. Welcome back again to the Free Thought Project podcast. We have a special interview today with John McAfee. I'm going to be joined by Jason Bassler and Matt Agaris, as usual. And we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different topics, including his presidential run. But because this coronavirus thing is happening right now, that is one topic that we focused on pretty heavily. As you know from all of our coverage, we all kind of have different ideas slightly about this topic and pretty much any topic that we cover at the Free Thought Project. We are a collective of activists from all over the place, and we try to disseminate this information in the best way we can. So we bring on guests every now and then who may not have the same ideas as us. McAfee has some great ideas, and there are some circumstances where some of us as individuals may disagree with him. So we hope you enjoy this podcast and take everything with a grain of salt, as always, and do your own research.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, man. Thanks for doing this podcast. I just saw your Twitter. You were taking a leak in the McDonald's parking lot. Is that in Spain?
Yeah, you know, we can't. Listen, not just in Spain. It's in Catalonia. We are the most locked down region on the planet right now. You know, we can't, you can't go outside. Our close friends went yesterday morning. Always in the morning as the sun rises, jogging alone on the beach, and was arrested. it's spooky.
Wow. So how are you able to travel freely out there? I saw some of the pictures on your Twitter from today that shows that you're just being a rebel, eh?
Yeah, I'm being a rebel, you know. Number one, listen, in most places there are no authorities. I mean, we didn't see them today. Today, nothing. Yesterday, all over the place. Today, nothing. Not even local authorities. Let alone, you know, some regional or national authority. No, fucking no authorities, no people. It's Spooksville. I'm telling you now. I'm going out every day to a different place, and you know, we're staying north of Barcelona. I can say that because by the time anybody even gives a shit about trying to find me, we're going to be back home out of Spain. So. Yeah, so north of, and we're just going to be traveling around every day. I'm going to be doing videos and taking pictures. Why? Listen, number one, I have press passes, for example. I mean, if worse comes to worse, I pull out a press pass with like the AMA or something, and with my photo, and I'm the press, and you're trying to say I cannot travel freely in your country. To report the fucking truth, that works like, you know, like it's like a charm, but you don't want to do it too many times.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Certainly not in the same place. I bet there are thousands of ways. I mean, so yeah, we've been stopped a couple of times. We just know how to get out of it.
It's amazing that there's no looting in a, like, if it's, since it's a ghost town, there's no authorities or anything around like that. You think it's just the Spanish people are not a. Too prone to looting, or what? Or the Catalonians?
Looting. I have seen no crime. Why? I've seen nobody outside. Yeah. If you go outside, you've broken the law, dude. Unless you're going to a doctor, going to a hospital, or going to buy food at a legitimate market, and you better have a goddamn receipt. No, I mean, it's some serious shit. This is martial law, people, and we're in the middle of it.
Do you think that that's coming to the United States?
Yes, of course it is. Do you not understand? This is the purpose of this fucking scare. This virus is not killing anybody. It's killed less than 10,000 people in 5 months. Wait the fuck up. The flu, in that same period of time, killed over 500,000 people. Get your priorities straight, folks.
These government, these draconian programs that government are rolling out are pretty dangerous, man. I kind of fear them more than the virus itself.
Because how do you roll them back? I mean, look what happened in America after 9/11. Homeland Security and all these outrageous violations of personal freedom, they were never rolled back. They're still in place. And we take them as just natural now to understand the perversion of truth.
I agree, man. This is going to be, we have some strange and probably tyrannical times in front of us in the next couple of months how this unfolds, man. It's every day, you know. I was predicting school closures like by Wednesday of this week, but I mean, schools are closing. They started closing last week, you know, across the country. And now they're closing bars and restaurants. And a town in Illinois even talked about banning guns and the sale of firearms and bullets. I mean, what is that going to do to prevent this? The spread of a virus is
that's a no-brainer under these martial laws, because nobody can sell anything because nothing can be open. You couldn't open a gun shop to sell a gun. Do you understand the severity of this? No, we're all locked at home. The martial law is you will be at home unless there are these following conditions: A, going to the hospital; B, you're trying to get food. Okay, then. That's it. Work. But the problem with work is there is no work. Do you understand? I don't see anybody open. The fact that if the store can't be open, what work is there to do? I mean, the local restaurant, the waiters, the things like that. They're happy. Perfectly allowed to go to work, but there is no fucking work. This is the nightmare, people. I'm sorry to be laughing. Then I'm going to be really frank with you, and you may judge me as you fucking wish, but I am having the time of my life here. I mean, you want an adventure? Get your ass over here, folks. This is Adventure City. Everything is unknown. Nobody has a fucking clue what's coming down that pike. I mean, it could be the goose that lays the golden egg, or the flames of hell coming to consume you. We don't know, but that's the beauty of it. No, I'm serious. I am having fun. I really am. Feels better now that I've got that off my shoulders. Judge me.
So, John, do you believe the official story as to where this started, this whole virus came from?
Okay. I don't know why we're talking about the virus. And we might as well be talking about, they could have easily said, instead of doing the virus, let's say there are invisible aliens that came from space and have told us, whatever, make up the fucking story. It's all the same goddamn thing, as long as the story scares you. And it's and these invisible aliens are coming and they're going to judge you. And if you're not the proper sort of person, they will vaporize you on the spot. Well, that's scary. But the virus thing is probably more believable. No, fuck the virus, people. It's got nothing to do with this. Your fear is what this has to do with. However, we might manufacture that fear, because if I can scare you bad enough and then say, but I promise you, I'll do my best to take care of you and save you from this fear, then you're going to do anything I goddamn ask, which is what you're doing right now. You're only being asked to give up every freedom you've ever had in order to be safe. people, anyone who gives up freedom for safety will have neither. And would deserve everything that comes. Next question. You don't mind if I drink on your show?
No, have at it, man. That's great.
Because some people have limits. Would you mind if I shot up heroin? Because in 7 minutes, it's my time. And, you know, rather than cutting me short, I could be talking while Janice shoots me up. But whatever.
Hey, by all means, do what you will. Our readers and listeners know that we are anti-drug war, and we think everything should be legal.
Okay. Well, you don't know what to believe. Neither do I.
Do you think that Americans would be as complacent as the Spanish are, or obedient as the Spanish are, if they institute such martial law practices here? Do you think
Yes, I think Americans will be just as placid, just as accepting, with virtually no resistance, because you have the same problem. You actually believe this virus is going to reach out and kill you, or harm you, or kill others. Whereas, like Elon Musk said, he says you have a greater chance of being killed on the way home in the car than you do of dying from this virus. And he's correct. In fact, you have 100 times as much risk of getting killed going home in your car as getting affected by this virus. Good God, people, wake up.
Well, I think we're all going to be affected by the virus.
Affected, yes.
We're not going to get it.
And even if we're all infected by it, the rate of infection and death is so far less than the flu. We should be worrying about the flu. We should all be locked indoors because we just discovered there's a thing called the flu. Jesus, people, give it a break. You bought the bait, hook, line, and sinker because you were young, inexperienced, and could not conceive that the shit that you see in movies about apocalypses and collapse of society and government and 1984 shit, that you think it's not real. All of that stuff is based on history and the truth, and it is happening now in front of your eyes. You don't need to watch a movie, read a book, a comic. No, the entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, is right in front of your eyes. It is happening now to us all.
This is certainly the first time in modern history that something like this has happened. And if this is a false flag, let's say, they've certainly ramped up their strategy a bit to keep people in fear and to violate our rights.
Yes. Yes. But listen, no one can violate a right that you have not willingly and voluntarily relinquished. If you believe otherwise, then you have not observed yourself and your relationship with the world. Yes. It's time for my heroin, baby. Huh? Okay, she's getting it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, enough on the coronavirus. Let's talk about your recently canceled bid for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. What was going on there?
Well, I mean, it just seemed to me that I was not going to get the nomination. Oh, this is before, by the way, the North Carolina primary, which is a shock. Anyway, it just seemed I was not going to get it. But if I ran for vice president, the odd thing about the Libertarian Party is you don't have a party ticket. Not only you have a president election, primary, and you have a vice president nominee, two separate elections. That if I were running for vice president, that no matter who won the presidency, I believe they would have to accept and suffer with me as the fucking vice president. Well, that's a much nicer position to be in. I don't have to do any work. I don't have to think. And vice presidents, by the way, they're the powerful people. I mean, if a president gets head in the Oval Office, some girl sucking his dick, well, my God, that's a crisis that goes on for 6 months. Do you think if a vice president did that, no one would care? And besides, no one would notice because no one's watching vice presidents. The second most powerful man in the world, and no eyes are on him. Well, fuck me. Give me that job, right? I don't know. But anyway,
well, you'd be placed in charge of the coronavirus, of handling the coronavirus.
Yes, okay. Whatever. So now, so I thought, who would I want to be VP for? That really wouldn't give a shit what I said or did. And the only one I could think of was Vermin Supreme, who I count as a very solid friend, right? I thought, okay, this would make it all legit.
I was just about to ask if there is somebody that you wanted to endorse, if Vermin or Jacob Hornberger are on your radar.
For fuck's sake. I mean, everybody else is a joke. I mean, you look at the guy wearing a boot on his head as the... Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. He's the serious motherfucker, even if the pony thing is real.
Free ponies for everyone.
So, yeah, yes. Everybody else is a lunatic. Okay, why would you vote for someone who actually believed that they could become the president? Why would you want that job, first and foremost? That's my question. Who in their right fucking mind wants to be a puppet for every power in the world? You don't get to make your own choices anymore. You think you do, because you're being puppeteered by masters of manipulation that you don't even know you're being manipulated. People like the CIA, good God almighty, folks. Have personal experience with these motherfuckers. No. Who would want this job? And if someone does want the job, then don't fucking vote for them. What we need to do is shame people into taking it. People that we know would do a good goddamn job, but would never consider doing it. Fuck no. We should drag them kicking and screaming like George Washington. Oh, that poor old bastard, he didn't want to be president. I mean, good God, he was the general of the Continental Army during the Revolution. He was old, tired, and scarred, wanted to fish. But they shamed him by going, who else is there? Right. Benjamin Franklin? I mean, all Benjamin Franklin does is chase skirts and drink rum. Thomas Jefferson? Thomas can't find his own goddamn shoes without help. John Hancock, yeah, he's got a pretty handwriting, but that goes as far as it's... No, who else, George, other than George Washington? And they shamed him, that poor prick.
Do you feel like Trump has done anything to effectively drain the swamp, or is he just another puppet?
Jesus. Presidents don't drain the CIA swamp. Let me tell you some history maybe people have forgotten. 1960, Dwight Eisenhower says, on leaving office, America, you have two grave threats to your freedom, the CIA and the military-industrial complex. And if you are not careful, they will take every freedom from you. Well, we weren't careful, and they did. Next president comes up, John F. Kennedy. He's not a stupid man. He sees what's going down, and he announces, I am going to dismantle the CIA and give those elements to military intelligence, Army, Navy, Air Force, and other branches, Secret Service, of our covert system. We do not need a CIA. 26 days later, he was accidentally shot. Accidentally shot. Now, the next up, his brother, Robert Kennedy, who ran for president in the next election, and who said in November, I am running on a platform of dismantling the CIA and our entire covert system. It's a mistake to say shit like that because a month later he was shot in the head before an election was even held. Why? Everybody knew he was going to win. Next president up, Richard Nixon. Well, no, he's not an idiot. But he did want some power and asked the CIA for more than they were willing to give. Just give me some leeway, some real fucking intelligence, do something. He annoyed them. 6 months later, he was forced to resign through a complex series of events that only a magazine illustrator could possibly come up with. This is the reality, people. Fuck me. Donald Trump dismantling the CIA. Do you know what the CIA calls presidents? Transients. Transients. And they are. They're here for 4 years or eight. CIA, you never quit, you never resign, and you never retire. It's a life fucking time job. And in the CIA, there are people that can speak 35 languages fluently. And other people who understand the nuances of every aspect of international relations, including political alliances, history, culture, language, religion. And you've got some idiot coming in for 4 years whose only talent is smiling and getting people to believe through his charisma that he will promise what he, or he will deliver what he promised. Which no president ever does, nor can, by the way, and yet we still buy into that shit. No, ladies and gentlemen, it does not matter who the president is. Our system is like an automobile with a frozen steering wheel. It does not matter what motherfucker you put in as the driver. The driver has no control.
And this current... go ahead.
No, that's all. I'm finished. I mean, otherwise, I'll ramble on. Listen, if you don't fucking stop me, I'll wander on.
I hear you, man.
We're into animal, anal fisting and life. Trying to wind our way back from that territory. Well, fuck me, that's difficult.
I was gonna point out that this current coronavirus crisis kind of illustrates the point you just made, that no matter who's in power or how much safety they promise you, that when it comes down to actually stopping anything or any kind of spread or any kind of or actually keeping you safe, they're completely inept at doing so. You know, this faith in the system is all built on right. Beliefs and prayer, basically.
That's the issue, but not on science. Do you understand this entire nonsense is based on a sub-science of epidemiology that has never been proven, that says, well, listen, if you confine the masses, whether it's a herd of sheep whatever people, and you keep them and you don't let them interact, that new diseases, when they come along, will die out. Well, fuck me. That's never been proven. And in my mind, it just gives a disease going, they're coming into town going, well, goddamn, will this be fun, all right? There's nobody in the streets. If you're an invading fucking army, that's what I want. Everybody indoors. Okay, let's find the heart of this idiocy and start infecting there. Please, God. once you get the top, then everybody is gotten. This is just how it works. And you get the prime minister's wife in Canada, then I am fucking sorry. viruses go down, not up. And so this is the stupidity. And all of this risk, economic risk, social risk, the risk to our freedoms, not least of all, is fear of an irrational thing that was forced on us by suddenness, surprise, didn't have time to think about it, didn't have time to look at the possible implications, didn't have time to question the fundamental science upon which this nonsense is being perpetrated. My children, if I could reach through the screen, grab you all by the throats and shake you, I would. God damn it, I'm 74, and when I was your age, anything under 50, for fuck's sake, your age, you could be one of my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. When I was that age, I was smart enough, because my parents told me a bunch of shit that I never forgot. Like, if it doesn't add up, something's wrong. I mean, if someone's paying $100 million to become president and the salary is $300,000 a year, I want to get my calculator out, okay? It does not add up, folks. But they will respond, no, it's not the president who's spending it at all. It's other people. Well, who gives a shit who's spending it? It's being spent for that chair, for that job. No. I mean, if someone spent more than $40 and only that for stamps or something, I would question, why are you doing this for a job which pays damn little for the headaches that you're going to have to bear? Only an idiot.
You mentioned your age, and when we asked our audience what they would ask you if they could, they all wanted to know how you look so damn good for your age. Do you have any tips?
Yes, absolutely. I drink one bottle minimum, a quart, of either tequila, scotch, gin, vodka, Irish whiskey, bourbon, or something similar every day, and a bottle or two of wine, three packs of cigarettes, damn a little sleep. In fact, none. Eat nothing but improper foods, potato chips, Coca-Cola, and hang out with women at least 35 years younger than me. And that's how I've done it.
That's the secret, eh? I've been doing it
for and my family. Listen, that's how my father and grandfather did it. And they were ladies' men, so sort of my grandfather into their 80s, right, in the best of health. And it's only when they succumbed, like my grandfather, succumbed to my grandmother's influence about after all of these 80, 70 years, you need to stop drinking and smoking, abusing your body. And, you know, 3 months later, he was dead. So, I'm not going out like him. I'm keeping to the regiment. I'm out.
Right on, man. Well, cheers.
This is Irish whiskey. Irish whiskey, lemon juice, honey, soda water. About this much, about half a glass of Irish whiskey, which I wash down usually with a local wine. And there you have it. But you got to keep it up. You can't. See, here's the problem. People take breaks. I mean, I know people drink a bottle of scotch a day, and then they'll take a week off. Well, you can't do that. And your body totally deteriorates in that week. But you got to keep this shit up. It's not something that just dabble in. You know, it's a way of life. And you can't go down one path and try to take pieces of another path with you. First of all, that's against rules. Secondly, it will not mathematically work. So, no, go down this path, man. You got to stick with it. I mean, if I don't drink a bottle of scotch a day, then I don't know what will happen. I'm certainly not going to test whatever hypothesis one wants to come up with. I've been doing it for 52 years. and just work like that. But that's, again, just me.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, John McAfee runs on alcohol.
And tobacco. Don't forget tobacco.
Oh, yeah, and tobacco. You can't
one without the other. You can't just drink and not smoke. Or smoke and not drink. That's insane, people. Please, God. Only children think that such things are possible. No. You take a vice, you got to take the vice and destroy. You can't just take, I'll take half of it because the tobacco part's unhealthy. Well, fuck you. You took the wrong path, people. No. You got to have them both. And to the excess. My cheap Irish whiskey agrees with me.
Cheers. So in October of 2018, Facebook and Twitter deleted our pages, resulting in like a loss of nearly 6 million fans. So we're kind of wondering, like, if you have a specific social media platform that you believe is best for people to share the message of liberty and accountability.
There are none. I was locked out of Twitter early today, for a few hours, until I deleted a post in which I said black people can't get the coronavirus. Right? Well, I was making fun of what was not a funny thing. Maybe that was the problem, which is Asian and Chinese are being, Jesus, racially singled out now in much of the world. People, oh my God, you're Chinese. You're the Chinese virus. I mean, seriously, people, some refusing to be served in restaurants. By the way, are there any places left on earth where restaurants are still legal and open? Because, God, I'd eat my left foot just to go and have, I don't give a shit, what, a cup of coffee and some fried eggs. Anybody know?
There are plenty open here still. We haven't been locked down.
Where are you?
Oh, we're all over. I'm in Louisiana. Jason is in California, and John Vibes is in Maryland.
How the fuck does that help me? I can't touch that country anymore. Trying to get my ass arrested, aren't you? Oh, yeah, we got restaurants here in Houston, Texas. Come on here. Well, thank you very much. No, that ain't happening.
You tried to go to that McDonald's earlier, and you showed them how it felt for them not being open.
It wasn't said I had to take a piss, folks. You know, and listen, you say, okay, people don't think of the shit that these draconian rules have. If everything is shut down, where are public restrooms? They're inside places where people mingle, like shopping centers, restaurants, you fucking name it. What, are they out there on the street? No. Well, not here anyway. And so it's like, fuck me. Did anybody think of this? People long distance driving? No. So I just took a piss in the middle of nowhere because there was no one in that nowhere. Next to a goddamn McDonald's, next to, I don't know if anybody noticed in that photograph, a Mercedes-Benz plant. In the goddamn afternoon, still light out. Nobody. But here's what's spookier than nobody. There were no local authorities, no police, no ambulance, no fire. No one in the goddamn uniform. Just no one at all. Except for myself and my faithful Sanchez. As we tilt at windmills over here in Spain. Now, this isn't that fitting story. Anyway, I digress.
Right on, man. I appreciate the fact that you're showing us what it looks like. Well, no one else can, because there's certainly no other press reporting on this.
Nobody, listen. You have no. Listen, I know. I that film inside the parking garage didn't look like much, but you weren't there. A parking garage that never ever is empty of cars, day, night, weekend, Christmas, holidays. No. No, half the spaces are always full, and usually all of them. Now, imagine having seen this in similar garages all over Spain as we visited. We have friends here. I wish they were somewhere else right now. I'm sorry. We would be much happier, but we are locked down. In any case, this parking garage, everything functioned normal. The gate came up as you put the change in to get your ticket or whatever, to get your ticket. You drive down, nothing, no people, no cars, no fucking movement, just this eerie Spanish music, which I've never enjoyed, even in the best of times.
Where do you see this going, John? What do you think's gonna? How long do you think this is gonna play out? And what do you think's gonna be the end result here?
But I just know this: from morning to night, I'm documenting this, and tomorrow, okay, so tomorrow, here's the other thing. I should have documented this today. There are no lines at hospitals. Hospitals is like everything else except the lights on, and there's someone sitting behind the fucking desk at the emergency room. There's no people. There's no authorities. There's no police. There's no lines. There's fucking nothing. Now, to me, I would much rather deal with zombies chasing me, trying to eat because, well, it's a lot more understandable, right? Am I faster than them? I mean, run some numbers, throw some formulas out, figure out how to survive. But this, no, I don't know what formula to apply that makes this make any goddamn sense. I'm just saying. But maybe I'm old, and I have to admit most of my brain cells are now too tired to even care about functioning. So that may be part of it as well. Next question.
Right on. And so, as far as a time frame goes, what do you think? Like, so we had China, you know, and they lasted about 3 months with theirs, and I mean they're still on lockdown, but if we can believe what the Chinese government is saying, they're having very few cases reported daily anymore. And it seems that they may have beat this.
Do you understand the stupidity? People, you're being scammed. In the end, fewer than 50,000 people will have died. And they go, oh, my God, that's a lot. Compared to the same goddamn period, over 500,000 killed by the flu. And we're not all locked in because of the flu, which in truth is 100 times more dangerous. Oh, God, let's wake up, everybody. There is no threat from this virus. There's no way it could be. It is a slow-moving and not a very deadly virus. And therefore, wake up. But this is my opinion. I mean, and who would take the word of a 74-year-old alcoholic, self-declared madman, who is on the run from the law and has been most of his life from everything from attempted assassination of government heads to not paying his taxes, and who is now underground. I mean, who in the fuck would listen to that motherfucker and pay any attention to what they say? So listen, if people are paying attention to what I say and your life goes awry, do not come back to me and say, I'm the problem. Fuck no.
That actually brings me to my next question. You seem like you've been successful evading the law. Is there like any specific advice you could bestow to those who wish to go off-grid or be invisible to the state?
Yeah, number one, if you're not willing to live for the rest of your life without a telephone, don't even think about it. Can't ever happen. That's number one. Think that through, people. Think that through. We don't have one. We can't ever have another phone. If we had had a phone for this past 8.5 months, we would have been arrested 30 minutes after turning it on. This is how it works. The very first call I made to anybody I had ever called before would cause an alert, a triangulation from the signal, and 30 minutes later, in this case, Interpol, I would pick my ass up. No, people, you can't have phones. You have to radically change your understanding of what safety means. You'll never, by the way, have any privacy from what you say, what you write. Never. I don't care what encrypted system you use. It can't happen. It can't happen. And if anybody would know, it would be me. And if not me, then who? I mean, I created the world's largest computer security company. And I didn't create the largest by not knowing how to break into whatever I wanted. Because if I did not know that, then why the fuck would you buy one of my products?
That's a great point.
Because if I'm not the better than the people trying to hack me, then go somewhere else, please, because I can help you, but someone can. I was the one. No, of course. I didn't give a shit what virus came out. And you look at the records, the first 800 or 900 viruses while I was still at the helm of McAfee. Fuck me. We countered everyone within 24 hours of its identification. 24 hours without fail for years. So when I say you have no privacy, you have no privacy. The only thing that you can do is prevent your exact location from ever being known. Which is what I'm doing, which is what my lovely wife Janice is doing. Where did you go? Oh, there she is. That we cannot ever allow anyone to know where we are. Now, that limits us. We can't tell our family, our friends, nobody. We had to start a new life, a brand new life, with new friends, with new understandings, with a new paradigm for what life really means. Now, if you're not prepared for that, then I can advise you no further. If you are prepared for that and fully understand it, then I do not need to give you any further advice, because you, with that information, know the circumstances of your own life far better than I could ever hope to. And my continued involvement beyond this point would be absurd. And I do hope that that helps you. Whoa. Boys and girls, we have gone way over time. Like, way over time.
Yep, I was about to close it out and ask you.
Janice gave me this sign.
Yeah, the cutthroat sign.
She's going to cut my throat if I don't shut up. Or if it meant metaphorically, shut it down. It's hard to say with this.
Yeah, right on, John. We really appreciate your time and all the information that you had to give, man. So I guess on a final note, what are the plans for John McAfee moving forward now in this new modern-day police state that we find ourselves in?
Listen, I can only take a day at a time at my age. Right now, my sole adventure is a document. What this police state is. And because I am, if anybody's capable of sneaking out and getting away with it without much harm and without bribing too many people, and document this, because nobody else is, are they? Anything coming out? Because I've seen no people at all, including news people. Anything coming out from Catalonia? Fuck no. We're lockdown central in this world. And I would rather be here than any place on earth right now. Why? Because this is where the adventure is. Because whatever's happening here, people, is going to happen to you. I don't give a flying fuck where you are. Within 6 months or a year or two, three at the outside. So you goddamn well better appreciate the fact that I love what I'm doing and having fun at it. And so that's what John McAfee's going to be doing. what he always says, having fun, documenting the first true police state through martial law, where every movement can be monitored and is. I cannot leave the house without cause, and which is checked. So you're saying going to the doctor, which doctor? If you don't have a name, then anywhere up to €2,000 fine. No, you're walking on the beach. They used to have science fiction stories about this, about a world where robots controlled everything outside. And some guy just wanted fresh air. Went outside, and the robot police came and says, what's wrong? Because, well, I just want some fresh air. He says, is there something wrong with the unit in your room? We can have some come out and fix it for you. He says, no, it's okay. He said, well, was the room too warm or too cold? He says, no, it was fine. He said, and so I kept asking questions until finally the robot sends an order in, because the robot figures out, oh, this is a malfunctioning human, right? And we'll just simply terminate it, which is what happened.
Truly dystopic, man.
whoa. That's what's happening here, people. Do you understand? No, it's not being terminated. But if you're starting out with a $2,000 fine, a friend of mine yesterday running on the beach, which she does every morning at sunup, summer, winter, fall, and spring, arrested and fined.
It's crazy.
Because she's outside of her house for no logical reason. Tell me the difference.
Right on. Well, John, thank you very much for coming on our podcast, man. The Free Thought Project, thank you. Our readers are going to certainly enjoy it, man. Godspeed in your endeavors. And keep drinking.
Cheers.
Oh, you bet. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks.